Farkle with keys over there, so. We good? Go ahead and open up the meeting for the Taney County Commission for, call to order, excuse me, the meeting for Taney County Commission Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Is there any commission remarks? Hearing none, move on to the approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 487-848 through 487-932, warrants number 8848 through 8852, and one journal entry or transfer.
Second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. We have approval of meeting minutes, regular session minutes for June 2nd, 2026, and executive session minutes for June 2nd, 2026.
Move to approve regular and executive session minutes from June 2nd, 2026.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have equipment service contract. Agreement file 26061, Sheriff. This is for Missouri Document Solutions. This is a service to scanner, is that right, Sheriff?
Correct. That's for the scanner and records that we use to scan the reports in.
We have a letter from our attorney, Travis Elliott, dated June 2nd, 2026. And he approves the agreement as to form. Anything you'd like to state on this, Sheriff? Or?
No, it's pretty cut and dry. There's an annual charge that covers the basic maintenance. Anything above and beyond that we pay for, but it covers the standard annual maintenance.
It's pretty inexpensive. It's $695 a year. So.
Yes. Yep.
Move to approve the equipment service agreement by and between Missouri Document Solutions, MDS, and Taney County.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Next, we have intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District, Lookout Acres Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project, Engineering, Land Acquisition, Legal Services, Permitting, and Bidding.
Good morning.
Mr. Albritton. Is Cody here? I don't see him. Do you want to just give a quick synopsis on?
Yes, sir. So, I believe you have copies there.
Yes, sir.
This is a funding agreement for the Lookout Acres sewer project. So just the backstory with that a little bit is we had that project combined with the Venice North project up until the end of last year. That funding agreement expired at the end of last year with the district looking at alternatives of how to complete the Venice North area. We've separated this out, Lookout Acres, to be separate funding agreement. So that's what's before you today. There was an amount of $62,000 that was left in that funding agreement at the end of last year when it expired. So that's the amount that's in this new funding agreement. And this will allow us just to carry on with the Lookout Acres work and get that bid out. There'll be two different sections of work that we'll have to do over the next, few years. We expect to, around by the end of the year, to hopefully have that first phase ready to bid. So this will just allow us to carry on with that. And then out of $62,000 is all the way through the bidding phase, and then we'll be back before you once we get bids for construction.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
I do not.
I'm trying to find. Okay. We have a letter from Pat Keck and Phillips LLC. I guess Mr. Spurlock looked at this one for us.
Yes, she was out of town. Okay. She had one of her associates or partners.
Second.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement between Taney County, Missouri and the Taney County Regional Sewer District Lookout Acres Sanitary Sewer Improvement Project Engineering Land Acquisition Legal Service Permitting and Bidding.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, sir. Next, we have the Generator Maintenance Program Proposal, file number 26-064M. But I am not seeing it in my... Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
This is just our getting set up for our yearly owning a generator here for this building to be serviced and worked on.
Okay.
We do have a letter from our counsel, Mr. Travis Elliott, from June 3rd, 2026, and he approves it as to form.
Scott says this is the emergency power generator located at the Taney County Courthouse.
That's correct.
Okay. Any questions?
Move to approve the generator maintenance program proposal by and between Fabic Cat and Taney County.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Next, we have the service and calibration of the truck scale agreement, file number 26-063RB for Road and Bridge.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Jack.
We have Mr. Jack Cole, Road and Bridge Administrator, with us. Is this for the transfer station scale?
It is. Check and calibrate the incoming and outgoing scales there to transfer.
Okay. We do have a letter from our counsel, Mr. Travis Elliott, dated June 2nd, 2026, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the service calibration truck scale agreement by and between Precision Scales and Controls Incorporated in Taney County.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you. Next, we have the contract between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC, file number 26-060CM. This morning, we have Mr. David Clark with us, Taney County Auditor.
Morning, David.
Good morning. Commission, this is for BCS company to look into our accounting software to look at the updates that are needing to be done, which includes for the payroll, the accounts payroll, and the software all together. And this is for them to go in and look at what it would cost and gives them the ability to do as such. There's no, at this moment, cost for doing such work because they're basically just looking into the system to see what upgrades need to be done. And they said that the next upgrade is a 2025.1 version. We are currently at 2023 version, and they've made some upgrades since then. So they're going to look at our server and everything, see time that it will take and everything, and give us a cost spreadsheet of how much it will be to do the upgrade to our accounting software that we have currently.
Okay.
Sounds good. Do have a letter dated June 2nd, 2026 from Council Mr. Travis Elliott, and he approves the contract as to form.
Move to approve the contract between Taney County and BCS ProSoft LLC.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Next, we have Aulis Acres, Arney Property and Casualty Insurance Update. You guys have 30 seconds.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
We've got a quick update.
I am teasing.
We have 45.
Yeah, 45 seconds.
Everyone, we do this property book. We just updated it. I just want to get that in your hands so you can kind of take a look at it. We're going to make a few additional things, and there's some more commentary on the buildings as far as size, square footage, that type of thing. We're trying to get to the point where we can get an idea of where the roof replacements are in time frame, and so that's part of what we're going to do with this book going forward, so that the county can have an idea of where they are on the roof replacements. We can also use that information for the underwriting. It helps them know as far as what the exposure is on the roof, all the roofs across the county. So that's what's going to go on in that book.
Good.
So we're going to make some additional entries in there.
Do you have extra copies of that, I guess, for Ms. Muller?
We have an electronic copy.
Okay.
John has an electronic copy that's updated as the buildings are added, but paper copy wouldn't you also be able to put your hands on it, but it does look electronic.
Thank you.
The other thing we want to talk about was this risk assessment that we do on an annual basis. We've got a few items on there and a couple more that we're looking at adding. Ashley's going to talk a little bit about claims and how those kind of go together with what we're focusing on for the risk assessment. Primarily fleet safety, employee training, and we're going to get into a little bit more driver training and that type of thing. And we've put some things in place already that you guys have already put, that are working on now that are actually working. So she's going to go through the claims and kind of talk about how those are having an effect on the positive effect on the claims.
Yeah, so last year certain departments instated telematic data, which is basically a unit within each vehicle that tells them how fast, quick stops, hard braking, those kinds of things. And that's being monitored in the heavy vehicles with Broken Bridge right now, which they're seeing positive data from. Underwriters love seeing that data and love knowing that they're utilizing that information. We can see positive claims results from that. So that sheet right behind that looks like this. This just gives historical claims data from 22. So it starts with auto losses. So we can go through 22, 23, and 24. And then we start seeing in 25 significantly fewer auto claims, number and severity. And then in 26, even fewer. So amazing positive trend that we're seeing. Part of that was from a little higher comprehensive and collision deductible that was enacted back in 2024 from $1,000 to $2,500. And then also some additional training that was done. So we're seeing that trend tick down. Wonderful, definitely what underwriting wants to see. The last few years we've seen dramatic increases on renewal because of those severity of the losses and then frequency of the losses. So positive results from that. There's a little update on the general liability and property claims that are listed there below. A couple of the liability claims are not listed in there just because they're currently in suit. We want to keep that confidential. But overall, what we're seeing claim trends, especially with auto, which is one of the highest exposures for you all, very positive. Mm-hmm. A couple other pieces that were enacted through partnership with Travelers, your insurance company, is the Sheriff's Department has now started doing psychological evaluations at new hire, as well as every 3 to 5, and then if any issues come up. So at new hire, that's been positive as well. Seems to be possibly weeding out a couple that may have had a struggle and may have led to an issue later on. And then also some additional annual firearms training. So the more we can get guns in hands with officers training before they need them, obviously better results. So positive pieces there.
Okay. And the last item on there is the cyber liability. We just want to kind of keep that on the forefront because we are seeing that as still a big exposure. We've got a little bit of cyber in place for the county, but it's $100,000. We see usually as a minimum $1 million to $2 million for most counties. So I know we're waiting on some things to take place from a cyber security standpoint that I know that you guys are working on. And once those are in place, it would probably be prudent to go out and look and see what the marketplace will do for us on a couple options for that.
There's some additional cyber data within those packets too that just kind of gives some real world evidence of what other municipalities are seeing with regard to cyber claims. The back of that sheet with a couple of counties, obviously Taney County is not a San Bernardino, California county. However, it does list Jackson County on there as well. So we do see municipalities suffering some cyber losses as well. So just kind of some real world data.
With more and more use of AI, that's only going to get a little bit more complex on the claim side. So,
okay.
We just want to keep that out in front of you.